Okay, very good. Fine. Okay, fine. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm not sure what happened. Fine. Okay, so we're finishing Mizmor Tzadik Vav, and it says Havu LaHashem Kvod Shemo. And we'll see something at the very end of the parak, which is quite fast. And let's go through the parak. So Havu LaHashem Kvod Shemo, give God Kadosh Baruch Hu the honor for His name. Uvol LaChatzrosav, and go to His courtyard. So what we're saying is that even though we have a special, the Bible points out, even though we have a very special Kadosh Baruch Hu, the bottom line is that it's not as special and as in other words, what does it mean as special? In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat distant from Bolso. And we say give a Kvod Shemo means we don't really understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let me sort of give you an example. I don't know if anybody heard of the there's a famous story that went around that Rabbi Kenny Brander, who was a mishamish at a rav, was once going on a date with a girl, and he was wearing white socks. So the rav said to him, "You can't go on a date wearing white socks." So he said to him, "There's a bachur." He says, "Yeah, but Rabbi, I don't have other socks." So the rav said, "Go ahead and, you know, in my drawer over there, there's plenty of black socks. Take a pair of black socks." So he goes there and he pulls out the drawer, and there's a drawer is full of black socks. So, like, at that time, he was shocked because, you know, anyone who's seen the picture of the rub from the 60s and 70s, his trademark was white socks, okay? So he said to the rub, he said, "Rebbe, I don't understand. You have so many black socks here. Why do you always wear white socks?" And the Rav told him, very beautiful story. He says, "Listen," he says, "my wife always wanted a pair of my socks for me. And, you know, the black socks, it's impossible because the socks are always different. And by the time she had cancer, it was very hard for her. So I just bought white socks, and that was easier for her." And the story was really told over to sell the sensitivity of the Rav. But I remember when the story came out, I was living in Hamilton, and our Mordechai Green, Zohar Levracha, says to me, he asked the Rav why he wears white socks. I was so afraid of the Rav. Okay? So the thing is that what the pasuk here is saying is Havu LaHashem Kvod Shemo. That whatever we say about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in special relationship, we say a Kadosh Baruch Hu changes nature, we still know Kvod Shemo. Okay? If you look at the Malbim, who Atzmei Nichol Me'Avo, and the Kavod Giftim we give to His name, and that respect we're compared to Havadim, who come to the Chatzros of the Melech, and we don't get to the Heichal, okay? Because he's Nister from us. In other words, even though we go to the base mix, we feel the closest, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still somewhat, he says, distant, but we recognize Havu LaHashem, he's supposed to get the Kavod. Because of that, he says, Uvo LaChatzrosav, okay? He says, we put it in his Chatzar, okay? And he says, and really everything, every place in the world is his chatzar. So in other words, sum mincha, and it's not chatzero, it's vo l'chatzro sav. So it's true, we started off talking about the Beis HaMikdash, but really wherever you are, what you are doing is, you are coming to the chatzar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever you are. So that's the idea of a vo l'chatzro sav. So then it says, Hishtachvu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh, bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in the place of hadar, of holiness, beauty of holiness, and the whole land should go ahead and tremble before Him. So he says. So why is Mishnah called the Hadras Kodesh? Because it's more beautiful and holy than the house. The Radak points out, and he says, all the people who come to the Beis HaMikdash, who until now were not afraid, we'll be afraid. We'll be afraid. So then, but the Malbim again says something else. He says, we spoke in the previous pasuk, according to the Malbim, you come to the Chatzeros, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is distant, and every place is the Chatzer. He says, once you come to the Chatzer, okay, from there, you can go ahead and reach the Heichal HaMelech. In other words, we spoke in the previous pasuk, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somewhat apart from us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is we're in the Chatzar. But once you get to the chutzner, and if you recognize the whole world as his chutzner, and by the way, it's not to minimize the Beis HaMikdash, as everyone knows, but it's to say the whole world is his chutzner, then you'll be able to hashtachbel Hashem in the holiest place, because our Kadosh Baruch Hu is not nivdal, okay? And therefore, someone who sees the world as our Kadosh Baruch Hu's chatzeros and brings a mincha, then you can come really inside. That's the idea. That's the idea of Ishtachvul Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. So he says, and this really is the Hadras Melech. And from there he says, Chil Lipanav Kol Aretz, because once you really get to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world will tremble before him. Okay. So then we go on, we say, we're going towards the end of the Mizmor. Towards the end, he established the world, it can't be moved. Yodin Am Misharim, he judges the nation, the world, the nations. Misharim. So when it just explains that even though it looks like you judge, you built to establish the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it can't be moved, but you will judge the world properly. Okay. So the Malbim says that, he says, what does it mean, Imru Vagoyim? By the way, this Imru Vagoyim is very important, but we'll hope we'll come back to it. He says, through this, okay? He says, through this, by seeing that you can come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, right? So then you'll tell the world, Imru Vagoyim, Hashem Malach, all right? What does that mean? In other words, when you realize that the chatzeris of the world, that every the whole world of Kashmir is a chatzer, you realize that Kashmir runs the whole world. And the idea of Hashem Malach is that Hashem runs everything. Okay? All nature, Nisim, it's all, he says it's all there. Okay? And he says, Aftika in Tabul Batimot, he says, and even though he created the world to go according to the laws of nature, and therefore the laws of nature shouldn't change, but still, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to go ahead and create the world in a way where he can judge the world, the Meisharim, in a straight way. So even though the laws of the nature is Aftikon Tevel Baltimo, won't be moved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still judge the world in a straight way through nature. And as he says, there's a very important yesod, that the laws of nature depend upon how people act. Okay, so then we come to Yismuchu Shemayim V'Sogel Aretz. So the heaven should be happy and the land should be joyous and the sea should roar and its fullness should roar. He says, and this is, the Radak says, this is all a mashal about when we're judged and we see what's going to happen, the world will be happy, which, you know, is an important point, because sometimes you think, you know, we're going to be judged. Is that really so good? But the truth is, when people know there's a straight and narrow and you have to follow the law and there's a consequence, you know, actually people want to act properly. Now, so the question is, it says in the Pasuk, Yismuchu Shamayim, the Sogel Aretz. So the question is, what does Simcha mean? And what does Gila mean? So the Malbim points out that Simcha is something Tamid, okay? Something Tamid, you know. And by the way, that's the Pasuk, it says, Tachas Ashilo Avadat Hashem Alakecha B'Simcha. Right? I didn't quote Nachum Breslev. It's Lag BaOmer, but it's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavo that you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. All these things happened to you. So what does it mean to serve Hashem B'Simcha? In other words, it doesn't mean that, you know, you do this one mitzvah jumping up and down. It's a certain constant happiness, satisfaction that a person has. What's Gila? So the Malvin points out that Gila. The Malbim says that Gila is something new happened. All right, he says. So about the things that are constant, there's Simcha, good that's always there. He says, and then when something good happens because of the Maisa, and not because of nature, then there'll be Gila. There'll be some kind of a special joy, you know, that comes, you know, momentarily, for, you know, temporarily, but it's not always there. He says, So he says the Shemayim always works according to nature, and it's always happy, all right? And he says, and because of that, okay, he says, but even so, the Shemayim always has simchas, always have b'schukei teva. God arranged the world in a way where the land can sometimes have gila, where sometimes things can really go in and change. And what is that? Man, not sure exactly what it changed, but we talk about the Shemayim. We're not talking about the clouds. We're talking about the sun, the moon, the stars, okay? And I guess the sun, the moons, and the stars, they go according to a certain laws and they don't change, okay? It's a certain pattern. And that's why, you can predict certain things that happen. I assume people can predict when a comet is going to come. You can predict when there's going to be an eclipse because Shemayim is Simcha. But even though Shemayim is Simcha, still in the land itself, you can have Gila, where something can happen where it's not something which is constant, but because of our Maisim, things can change. So you have Simcha and Shemayim, it's constant, but down on earth, you can have Gila, all right? And for example, let's say he talks about exactly, I don't know the science of this, but you can have a tsunami, right? Heaven's working well, but you have a tsunami. So the truth is that there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos which talks about that when the Mabul happened, God changed certain things in Shemayim. Okay, but in general, Shemayim always works well, and that's why there's Simcha. Okay, so then we come towards then the next page, source number 5. We say Yala Sadai V'Chol Asher Bo Aziram V'Chol Atziyar. So the land should he says that the fields will be joyful because the Shemayim won't change, and he says and therefore they're still going to give rain. Okay, so you might think that doesn't affect. He says so therefore he says and but the land is still, as we said, has Simcha. So why is it Yalo Sadai? Because even though the Shemayim is going to go according to the laws of Teva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will arrange that the rain falls in a certain place, right? So in other words, Yalo Sadai is that there's Simcha and Shemayim, but the land in all places, there's some sort of temporary joy or a new type of joy because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe the opposite, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can arrange it, even though Shemayim always follows the rules, heaven follows the rules, but still, you can still have that the earth will be affected negatively, positively, depending on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to bring it. Okay, and then we finish off, and we say, L'fnei Hashem kiva, kiva l'shvaro aretz, yishpotel v'tami memunaso. So, he says, and so Suda says, this simcha that we're going to have when God judges and shows everything works out, will be before Hashem. All right, and the Malvin. So he asked the question: L'fnei Hashem kiva kiva l'shvaro aretz. He says. So why does it say? Kiva twice? So he says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes once, b'derech hateva, right? He says, which is how things work according to a certain pattern, and then there's no other kiva where God might change the pattern, all right? And sometimes those two things work together. And that's why L'fnei Hashem kiva kiva l'shvaro aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come with the laws of Teva, that many of them are acting normally, and sometimes they'll come with the laws of Teva to change, right? He says, and the bottom line is we know whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is yishvo tevu v'tzedek v'amim v'munasa. Okay, so I just want to make two final points. Before we finish, okay, I know it's a little bit early, but so first of all, this is fascinating. Going back to the beginning of the parak, source number 7, the Radak explains when did David Melech say this? When the source number 7, when David Melech say this? So David Melech said this. He says, Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash. So he says, so it's fascinating that he's saying this, as I pointed out last week. That when we have Kibbutz Golios, we'll say a Shir Chadash. And this will be a different Shir never was given, different song never was given. Fine. He says, and then he says, V'zeh HaMizmor Chibro David Kishehela ha'armi beis Obed Edom im mizmor hodul Hashem kira b'shmo. So this mizmor was the mizmor that David made when he brought the Aron up toward Jerusalem. He says, and this mizmor he did together of hodul Hashem part of it in our davening. And if you look, and this is Divrei Yavam, when he made this mizmor, you look, Pasuk of Gimel, it's very similar to our mizmor that we're saying right now. Shir Lashem Kol Aretz, Ba'ashrim Yom Liyom Yishuaso. So if I would go ahead and open up just for 1 second, so if we compare what David HaMelech composed when he brought the Aron, okay, and so the first Pasuk is, we go ahead and we say, Ashir Lashem Shir Chadash, Shir Lashem Kol Aretz. And it says here, Shir Lashem Kol Aretz. So really, what's missing, what's different than our capital is that our parak is that here it says, instead of saying Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, Shir Lashem Kol Aretz. And then it goes, Vashmi Yom Liyom Yishuwasa, right? Safra Gan Kavodo, Vachom Losav, Kigur Lashem, Ulam, Wahon, Rolim. It's really the same with a few minor changes. But it's fascinating here, he doesn't say a Shir Chadash. Why not? As we explained in the very beginning, it's because a Shir Chadash, you go ahead and when you have a Shir Chadash is because it's going to be very different than anything else. And they pointed out, it's B'Lashon Zachar to show there's not going to be pain afterwards to continue. That's the idea. As opposed to something which is Shira Chadasha, where afterwards, B'Lashon Nekeva, so it says, you know, It didn't last. But it's really the same thing, okay? The only difference is that there are talking about Naran to Yerushalayim, and here we're talking about Asad Lava, okay? So we've chosen to sing this song on Shabbos, and I think it makes sense. Why? Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. What does it mean, Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba? What it means is that Shabbos, you can feel some of Olam Haba, and therefore you're able to say Shir Lashem Shir Chadosh. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says there are three things that are main olam haba. So one thing main olam haba is taking in the sun, okay? Which, you know, maybe when the ozone layer was intact, was a lot healthier. But it says because you feel when you feel the sun on you, it's a very good feeling. And the same thing, asad lava will feel the light of God. The second thing, which is main olam haba, is Shabbos, okay? And I'll explain what that means in a second. And the third, believe it or not, the Gemara says, what's main olam haba? And look up the Gemara, but the Gemara says going to the washroom. Okay, going to the washroom main olam haba, which, you know, is very funny. But the question is, like, can you think of a better example to explain main olam haba? And I saw pshat is like this, is because when a person has to go to the washroom, so it's toxic. There's a certain poison in the body. And going to the washroom enables this person to remove that toxicity and to get rid of the poison, right? And the truth is that if for some reason a person is out somewhere and he does not have a washroom, even though it's against the din, and he finally comes to the washroom, you actually can feel on some level the toxicity leaving. You feel it better. So what's Olam Haba? So the first stage of Olam Haba is you got to get rid of the poison of your souls, right? So in other words, what it's saying is it's a certain process. Going to the washroom is a process similar to Olam Haba. The idea of taking the sun in is similar that you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense shedding his light and spreading his light upon you. And what's the idea of Shabbos? The idea of Shabbos is that what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the chance to look back and see and enjoy what you accomplished in your lifetime. And that really what Shabbos is about. So we go ahead on Shabbos and we say Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, and we talk about all these things happening. What's going to happen Olam Haba? How all the non-Jews will go ahead and the non-Jews will recognize everything that's going on. So when we go ahead and we do that, what we're essentially doing is we're saying that we're experiencing Olam Haba also. Okay, and maybe it could be that we on some level are responsible for the world recognizing God. I don't necessarily know what it is, but when we say Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, we're in a certain sense experiencing the Shir Chadash Olam Haba. The last point I want to make is that we say here, if you look at the Tehillim at this Mizmor, so it starts off we say Shir Lashem Kol Aretz, And then we go Sapra Vagoyen Kvodo, that's two. And then he says, it's okay, I don't have to go there. It's fine. Havulach Hashemesh Chos Amim, Chilm Hom Kol Aretz. So it's fascinating. The Sogel Aretz, we focus very much on the world itself, not just on ourselves. And even though Shabbos is really a present for Am Yisrael, but Shabbos is supposed to realize that the ultimate goal is to bring the world to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the ultimate goal. As the Rambam says, a variant of Malachim, which has been censored, but it's in the Frankel Rambam, it's in the Kapach, that the Muslims and the Christians were the ones who somehow brought the idea of that God runs the world. Okay? And they've come a very long way. But the point of this Mizmor is, first of all, to experience Olam Haba, but also to realize that we can't be satisfied by only focusing on the fact that we recognize God. We have to want the world to recognize God. And that's how we can bring the Olam Haba. And at Shabbos, we have to benefit from that. And really, the best way for the world to see God through the arm of the Jews is through Medinas Yisrael. That's the bottom line. But one of the goals of Olam Haba is not to ignore the rest of the land. We have to go ahead and keep the rest of the land important. So that's this perek. I'll try. First of all, any questions? No one had said anything. Any questions before we close off? Any questions? Nothing this week? So I hope everyone had a nice Lag BaOmer. Mirtz Hashem, I have to tell you, I said this last night, but it was really the first Lag BaOmer, I think, of my life that I was able to give a shir on Lag BaOmer itself. Never able to do that. The last time I gave a shir on Lag BaOmer itself, on Lag BaOmer Eve, was the day I got married, and at my Kabbalah's Panim, I sat over my Chassan Torah. They didn't stop me because my father got up and said that Rav Yosher Beer Soloveitchik felt that it was a foreign Indian for Chassan to give it our Torah because he's like a melech, and they didn't stop me, right? So last night was the first time in 31 years I was able to give a shir on Lag BaOmer Eve. Whatever, we should be zochah to be very healthy. All right, so have a good night, everybody. Have a good night.